So welcome everyone to the day one of the Winter Feast for the Soul 2025. I'd like to invite you to begin by just taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. And just take a moment to just feel your body on your seat. Let go of the morning you've already had. Tech, driving, breakfast, no breakfast, can't find your mittens. Whatever happened, just let yourself arrive in the present moment. And for those of you who have not been with us for the 40 days, in the last couple of years, I've been offering a little talk before each meditation. And the overriding theme this year is resilience. And particularly looking at and paying attention to and cultivating the inner resources that, according to Rick Hansen, who wrote the book, Resilient, develop resilience. I'm just going to give you the list of coming attractions. And we'll cover these over the course of the 40 days. So compassion, mindfulness, of course, learning, grit, gratitude, confidence, calm, motivation, intimacy, courage, aspiration, and generosity. But before we take a deep dive into these inner resources and the concept or the idea or the feeling of resilience in our lives, for this first day, I want to invite you to just take a moment to connect to why you're here. Because intention is so important in helping us, A, to stay on track, and B, to just arrive and continue to practice. So take a moment to think about and to feel into why are you doing this? Could be why are you doing this today, or why are you coming to 40 days? Why this instead of extra sleep? Or getting the dishes done, or starting on your emails. And see if you can just feel into whatever your aspiration is for your practice today and for these 40 days. And then as you do that, see if you can describe whatever this intention or aspiration is for yourself in a descriptive word or an image or a phrase. You don't have to think too hard about it. Just let it come to you. And this is just for you. So as the 40 days unfold and you find yourself really wanting to opt for the extra sleep or starting the emails, you can come back to this word or phrase to remember why we're here, why we practice. And just let that be the ground of your practice today. This aspiration, even if it can't quite get your arms around it. So let us begin. Taking our seat, feeling the sense of ground, grounded in this aspiration, however small or large it might be. Letting the thinking mind unwind into the body. And from this sense of groundedness in your own aspirations, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening and softening in front. Connecting to your tender heart, your sense of care for yourself and others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and joy of our practice together.